Okay. Okay. I have a for our final presentation this morning. I always feel bad when I get when they get cheated. They undoubtedly do. The last presenter always gets cheated somehow in one of these agendas. But I don't want to. I don't want to cheat her. I don't want to cheat her more than I have to. I know, and they're very good about it. I was just told that's okay. It's starting to sound like a library again in here. It's starting to sound quiet. The lady I'm about to present is new at the job at down in New York City at the Andrew High School Library. Her counterpart, Sharon Phillips, is under some travel restrictions imposed by the state again. She couldn't. I think the best she could do is travel to Albany if we were in Albany. As far as the state's restriction on travel goes, she couldn't even travel out here to be with us. But where she can, she will, and she does. But Jill has come from New York City, so her travel must be allowances must be different from New York City, obviously. But I want to give you, for whatever she cares to say, as the new kid on the block at Andrew High School Library for the Blind. And I hope she gets a better reception. Libraries generally do, since we made peace with Silke years ago. I want to give you Jill Rothstein from the Andrew High School Library for the Blind.
So what if I can't go out and play? I know what I'll do today. I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Long said hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
You guys can tell I used to be a children's librarian, my favorite song, yes. Hello, everyone. I am Jill Rothstein. I'm hoping the library is not as controversial, but if it is, I'll be in the back to debate with you guys if you want. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here. This is my first conference. I'm going to tell you really quickly a little bit about myself, just so you know who I am standing here. Then I'll do a quick overview of the library and what's new. So I came to the National Library Service, the Andrew High School Library, from the New York Public Library, which it is also part of. I have 8 years as a children's librarian, which means I was literally singing and dancing for a room full of two-year-olds and their parents, which is a really good way to get over shyness really fast. So that's how I'm able to speak into a microphone right now. After that, I was managing some neighborhood libraries, and then I came to Andrew High School just 7 months ago as the managing librarian for public service and programming and outreach. Around 2.5 months into which my lovely boss Caroline took a different position, which is how I am now the acting chief after very little time there. But I am beyond thrilled to be there. It's my favorite library to work at ever. Yay, yes. So how many of you all use the National Library Service, if you wouldn't mind? So many. Woo, awesome. That's great. Thank you guys for using the library. Here's a quick overview. We had a great fiscal year this year. We actually we served 15,000 patrons at the New York City and Long Island branch that I represent. Our digital book usage is up. Even our cassette usage is up. And excitingly, our electronic braille is way up. So grateful for Bard and the use of Bard. We're happy about the Bard mobile app, which is increasingly popular, getting lots and lots of hits. If you're unfamiliar with it, you can kind of tap on your iOS device for the free app, register with us, and have 50,000 titles at your fingertips for instant download, electronic braille or audiobook. One of the new things coming is the iBill, which is being given out by the government through the NLS. They said it will be sent out to anyone who registers for it by late fall. All we have is late fall, so take that as you want to. And then in January, it'll be available to the general public. We actually had one, Chancey Fleet had one at the greeters table yesterday, if you guys, anyone tried it out. And we have it still here if anyone wants to. Speaking of Chancey, one major change is that we have officialized our assistive technology training through the library. Just as the public library provides technology training and training and access to information and resources in all of its forms, we want to provide that regardless of the ability or status of our patrons. So our assistive technology coaching and workshop department has grown. We are thrilled to have hired on Chancey Fleet full-time to start this assistive technology department. Thank you, Chancey. I believe you did 71 hours with your team of individual coaching just last month, if I have that number right. It's pretty amazing. I am also super thrilled to announce that as of next week, we have hired Nefertiti to be with us in that department part-time as well. The other thing that we're doing, as much as, you know, I love books, obviously, and I think that literacy in all of its forms is so important, and I'm very happy to be a part of that. I do believe in the library as a community center, a place where people can have experts and access and a clearinghouse for all kinds of resources that may be helpful to them. So we had our first super expanded technology, culture, and community resource fair at the Andrew High School Library on October 18th, which drew over 250 attendees to the library. We had 32 vendors of technology. We had NFB there. Thank you very much, Arthur, if you're still here. We had the State Commission. We had the Mayor's Office for People with Disabilities. We also had five or six super important New York City cultural institutions there talking about accessible programs. We also had all kinds of 3D photo works, OrCam, CTEC, and we had 16 speaker sessions, including a panel of professionals, assistive technology at work, and literacy. So I'm really happy about our role as community center. And the newest thing, which you might have been accosted by me about already, is our oral history project. So we are doing an oral history project, and I sincerely invite every one of you to be a part of it. The New York Public Library has a large group of oral history projects going on, which seeks to document, preserve, and bring to light personal histories that might otherwise be overlooked by history or be underrepresented. Ours is called Visible Lives, Oral Histories of the Disability Experience. We have trained community members to be interviewers. You are all welcome to be an interviewer and collaborate on the project as well. And we are asking community members to tell their own story in the way that they want it to be told. And we are recording it. We are making it available in a web archive as an audio file. We are going to have it preserved as a research archive. And maybe one day we'll be able to make parts of it available as highlights for circulating to make sure that some histories that might not be told or might be lost are not and are preserved, especially for this community. So please, I encourage all of you again to participate. You all have stories. I encourage you to encourage your friends to participate. You know that they have great stories as well. And you can find me for this. You can find Chansey or Nefertiti for this. You can go to nypl.org/talkingbooks for our website. You can email me, Jill Rothstein at nypl.org, or John Fahs, Fahs, at nypl.org. And I might accost you later this weekend as well. So thank you very much for your time. That's it for me. Okay.
Stay there, Jill. We might have a question. Do we have any questions for Jill? Okay. By name?
Noria.
Yes, go ahead. Maria.
Yes.
No, Noria.
Noria.
Hi.
Okay,
make the question short, please.
I just want to find out how much the library is planning to increase the Braille literacy on the, you know, in their program or the shelf, whatever.
You mean increase our holdings of Braille?
Yes, Braille books.
Okay. I have no idea. I'm terribly sorry. It's all it's done by NLS. I know that they create 2,000 audiobooks a year, and we do 22 in our local studio. I'm so sorry, but I have your email address. I will get back to you about that.
Okay.
Other questions? Harold?
Over here, Mike. I want to know, is it possible to use the community room for outside meetings for other organizations?
Yes.
Yay. Great.
Yes, I'm sorry. It depends on the specifics. Yes. It will either be a rental fee or a very, very minimal rental fee or no fee, depending on the situation. But yes, it is. Also, just to speak to Braille literacy, while I don't know about the holdings, I will say that we are trying to promote Braille usage and Braille literacy, and we are starting a Braille study group. And we just got the Perkins Smart Brailler. Thank you. And we have Braille tutoring. Okay.
Very good.
Others? Okay. Other questions for Jill?
I remember a day when everybody in the room had a question for the library.
They're just all such great patrons. Right. They know everything right. Already.
I think things have changed some, and that's to the good, because apparently things are getting much better at the library, so that we don't have the kind of question, why can't you such and such?
Yeah. We do have the call center. We get 27,000 calls a year. You're welcome to call anytime and ask for questions.
27,000 calls a year?
Yes, ma'am. Sir.
thank you, sir.
Sorry, that's what I'm used to.
It's almost as many calls as we get in a day. Yeah, it only feels like that.
Wow.
But that's good. Okay. And I'm glad you're available to people like that.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. Other questions? Jill, you'll be with us for the day?
Yes.
Okay, you're staying overnight?
Yes.
Okay. So Jill will be here through the banquet as well then. I'd like to invite any of you who have questions that you might think of to go hunt her up and ask away if you don't want to ask the question now. Just hunt her up and ask the questions that you must ask